Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic. This is your comedian's guide to autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and this is my co-host over here,
Graham K. Everybody, I'm here, and yes. And I'm proud. Yep,
we're doing the call-in still. We're still working on the call-in, and
that's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine. Telling our audience, it's fine. Guys, it's fine.
Like we're convincing ourselves. I love it. No, it's good. I like it. It's good. It's going to work. Yes, this is your comedian's guide to autism. We are two comedians who have loved ones with autism. And my son, who's 18, is severely autistic. And then, Graham, tell us about your brother, Peter.
My brother is 32, and he is, I don't know, he's on the higher spectrum, but he still has trouble living on his own and understanding numbers. He's doing great, though.
Good.
You know, we had a my dad and him and I got pizza and beer at a local chain. Peter, like, it was funny. Peter, he's smart. Like, he'll go, he'll do things that you don't think that he's capable of. He's getting a little manipulative, like. Like, we were supposed to call, like, okay, so I was like, hey, it was Sunday, and we usually have Sunday dinner, but my mom was away, so I'm staying with my parents, by the way, until I moved to New York, and I'm moving to New York on Thursday, for our longtime listeners who are wondering about me, but anyway.
Hey, so everything got approved,
eh? Yeah, I got everything's approved, everything's good, I'm fine.
That's great.
Got picked up the old green card this afternoon.
That's great.
You didn't even mention
that off the air.
I did, actually.
No, you didn't say that. I didn't ask because I'm like, I don't want to bring it up and rub a little salt.
When you asked me what I did today, I said it, and then you didn't really, you weren't like, yeah, good for you. So I was like, huh.
I totally must have drawn a blank. I thought you said you went golfing with your dad.
And I said like three other things.
Well, I heard the power outage. We had a bit of I think it was a connection problem then. I heard the power outage, and I walked for half an hour.
Old connection problem. Okay, Kirk.
I'm serious.
Now I see why your wife divorced you. These kind of listening skills.
Ouch. Straight to the heart. Straight to the heart. No, I thought you said
you're the best.
You
I don't know. I was probably mumbling.
No. That's I'm sure that's one of the reasons I'm alone.
No. You got me, buddy.
I've got a pen pal friend that I talk to on Skype once in a while. It's great. No, I just played. I heard you say golfing and then a power outage. You walked and how did I miss?
I had lunch with my dad. I had lunch with my friend. Also, you know, it was a big day. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So I'm still in Ottawa, Canada, and with my family, and we usually have Sunday dinner together, and Peter comes over every Sunday, whether or not I'm here or not. But my mom wasn't there, so called Peter up and was like, why don't you come over anyway for Sunday dinner? And he's like, okay. And then we get a call a little bit later. You know, it's raining. Do you mind picking me up? And I'm like, okay, well, sure, I'll pick you up. And then he goes, you know, if you're going to pick me up, you might as well bring Dad. We might as well go to Boston Pizza and get a pitcher of beer and an extra meat pizza. He likes, like, the pizza that's just, like, meat on meat on meat on meat.
Extra meat.
And we're like, my dad and I looked at each other like, you know what, that's a pretty good idea. So picked him up.
I like it, though. He's like baby steps, manipulating you a little bit.
Yeah. He's always trying to get to Boston Pizza. It's his franchise up here. And
the ability to... So my son has a hard time with human behavior, but some of the things, man, he gets. Like his mom has been going to see him every day and at his new place, and he loves it. And, you know, she's still, you know, a little uncomfortable about it, but he loves it anyway.
Awesome.
When he greets her, he first thing he wants to do, he goes through her purse to see what she's brought him. What'd you bring me? What do you got in here?
Those are the treats. That's the nice lady. That's my mom. She brings me treats.
She brings me treats. There's toys. Yeah. There's a lot going on here. So it's funny.
That's funny. That's good. He still likes it. That's
really cute. He still likes it. He's doing good. I'm going to go over there this summer, working on plans for that. And
he's in Sweden.
Svenska, yeah, he's in a little Sweden. So, yeah, he's doing good, man. He's plugging away. He's plugging away.
Well, Sweden just won the World Hockey Championship, so
really?
He must be really happy. Yep.
I'm sure they're drinking.
Yeah.
That was a lot of vodka. That's good to know. How did Edmonton do? I should probably Google, but I haven't. Are they up, down? What are they doing?
The what?
The hockey. You were excited last week about the hockey.
Oh, Ottawa's. My dad and I are going to the game tonight.
Ooh.
And they're playing Pittsburgh Penguins. It's an elimination game. And by the time you're listening to this, folks, Ottawa could be in the Stanley Cup Finals, or I could be sad.
So,
but
let me just get this straight. You're going to a playoff game, semifinals, you went golfing today, and you got your green card. I expect a little more happiness out of you. I got to be honest. That's a big
I'm pretty
day.
Happy. my dad made me wake up at 6:45 a.m.
To go play golf, though. It's not like to catch a flight. To go play golf.
I know, but he's old. But it's still, it's like, you know, old people wake up at like 5 in the morning every day. And he can't. I'm like, can we just go golfing at like 10 a.m.
I must
or
be
even
young.
9 a.m.?
I must be young because I didn't get up till 9 today.
Oh, you are young.
Very young. Very young. For my
anyway,
listeners.
I got like 5 hours sleep, and I've been out all day walking around, and I just had a, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. But anyway, my brother used to love the Ottawa Senators a lot, and then he, in school, the Toronto Maple Leafs used to have this big rivalry with Ottawa in the playoffs every year. And my brother punched a Leafs fan.
Oh my gosh!
They were teasing him, like it was like another special needs kid at his special school.
Okay.
They got a big rivalry, and he was teasing my brother about, you know, I guess Ottawa lost. My brother hit him, and my brother decided that it made him too angry, and he just doesn't care about sports anymore. Spider-Man is more his thing, and Star Wars. And you know what?
Can't fault the logic.
That is very good logic.
Can't fault the logic. I like it. Can't fault it.
No. Smart. But anyway, yeah, let's do in the news.
This is a really interesting one. This came up, you know, the headline is from the Daily Mail from the UK, which you pointed out, does do a lot of autism stories, don't they?
Yeah, I feel like every 5 articles we look up about and do on this podcast is from the Daily Mail UK.
One of the producers or editors has an autistic person, I'm guessing. Yeah, that's a producer.
Yeah, has an autistic person. One of the
I've been out
Johnny in, Hollywood. Kirk
I've been out
Hollywood.
In Hollywood too long. One of the producers went to this producer's pool party last weekend. The headline is, autism is linked to intelligence. People with smart genes are more likely to have the disorder. And some of you news fans might realize that they've started to sequence or whatever the genes, and they have now announced the 40 new smart genes, which was in the news. It's very interesting, which I don't know how I feel about that, because I think
how many do you think you and I have
Between us?
Yeah.
Less than 40.
Yep.
But we have good hair, Graham. We have good hair. Anyhow,
you have good hair.
You do too. I see you. You're holding it together.
I got a compliment this weekend about my hair.
Nice.
Really, yeah, for a guy, it helps. But anyway,
a scientist discovered 40 new smart genes, and their study found that many people with these genes were also autistic. One gene called SHANK3, I'm not making this up, SHANK3, is a very good candidate for investigating the link. Researchers found a surprising connection between intelligence and autism. Scanners, so I keep reading the same thing over and over. And the findings could one day help shed light on the condition. The 40 new genes were discovered by researchers from the Center for Neurogenomics and Cognitive Research in Amsterdam, based on a study of 78,000 people of European descent. It is an outstanding article that provides the best evidence to date in identifying the genes that underline human intelligence. Weird stuff. Very, very, very interesting.
Yeah. It's we've touched upon this before in the past that you know, there's a lot of
anecdotal,
you know, if you try and isolate the autism gene, and or you have, you know, selective breeding that happens that people are talking about happening, and then you're not going to have the geniuses,
basically eugenics. Yeah,
and you're not going to end up, you're going to actually cut out society's geniuses. I mean, they're I'm not saying that, you know, my brother or your son is a genius, but they're obviously very valid, valuable, amazing people that, you know, make society better. But also, there are some people with autism that are borderline geniuses. I mean, they're lacking in other areas, some social things.
Well, I think it's like part of the broad mosaic of humanity, right? Like in LA, we get a very certain type of showbiz person, which creative people in one area, which is good. But if everybody like this and the whole world was like this with all the selfies and stuff, it would drive everybody bananas.
I could not imagine if you selectively bred everybody, you'd end up with a bunch of people. You'd end up with LA all over the world. That's what would be hell.
It would be hell. It would be terrible. Nobody would do any.
A bunch of half smart, good looking people.
Exactly. Good teeth. Wait, I'm talking about myself now. And I'm just joking, but it'd be terrible. It'd be terrible for humanity. So, yeah, and I agree. It's have a broader mosaic of different and varied people. It's amazing. Now, they're saying the human genome has 25,000 genes composed of more than 3 billion pairings of building block molecules. So this is 40 genes that they're looking at. But I just think it's interesting.
It's amazing. I think we're that much closer to a cure, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe because they said they're isolating the
autism, and by cure we mean specifically trying to help people like my son who are having a hard time integrating society and contributing, and yeah. So,
right.
Yeah. Just for our listeners who say, you know, autism doesn't need to be cured, and we're talking, it's a very broad range, and so autism, if you met one person with autism, you met one person with autism, but to get people like my son to be able to be more involved in society and contribute and stuff would be exciting for both me and him, I think. So, sorry, I had to throw that caveat out there. I don't want to get the letters.
No, it's good. People sometimes half listen. They're doing, you know, something else, and they hear trigger words, and then they write us hate mail. But then
it is funny that
then you listen back, and you're like, we didn't do it. We didn't say anything wrong, and they didn't even hear us. Right.
You know, I do want to say this to our listeners. Hey, if you like this podcast, if you would take a second to just write a review on iTunes or Sketchers.
And a lot of you have. And we appreciate that.
And so,
and it really helps us. And we notice and we read them. And thank you very much. We read every single one.
My mom reads them all to me over the phone, too. Just in case, just in case I haven't seen them. But that would, back to our regular programming. But I wanted to throw that in there because the people that don't like it are quick to talk. And so, yeah, I think sometimes if you enjoy something, we just, I'm sure they're doing great. But we would appreciate a little review on it.
Yeah, our first few bad reviews happened this week. And we think it's one guy.
I think it might be one guy. Three reviews the same day.
Same day. And they're all the same thing. And they're like, these guys don't even have autism, and they're talking about autism. They don't have autism, so they have no business talking about autism, which is a bunch of friggin' baloney. That's not what we're talking about. That's we're not saying what it's like to have autism. We're saying what it's like to have a brother who's autistic or have a son who's autistic. And you know what? We know what that's like more than you do. So we can talk about that.
That's true. We're allowed to talk about our experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And this podcast is, I mean, if you have autism, if you're a person with autism, and you enjoy this podcast and you find it beneficial, that's really fantastic and makes me happy, and I'm really glad you like it. But it's a bonus. To me, our demographic was always parents who just got a diagnosis, or you know, even if their kid's 15 and they're just dealing with it, there's something out there that isn't depressing. That's the only thing, you know, that.
And the other thing is that we hope that if you are an autistic person who listens to this, that you'll feel more love from your community or from the person who Googles
a person
autism.
With autism, Kirk, for God's sakes.
Right.
That's my problem.
If you're a person with autism, we hope that somebody in your life or world will Google podcast, listen to this, and then treat you with more respect and just a little more patience and just be more accepting and loving in general. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or you can listen to two words and write a review that you don't like it. That's another option.
That's another option. But you know what? You're free to do whatever you want.
Free country. Then when I finish this article, in 2015, researchers from the University of Edinburgh found a similar association with almost 10,000 people living in Scotland who had their DNA analyzed before being put through a series of intelligence tests. It's just very interesting. All this information is just going to lead to more research and more progress. It's really, really encouraging.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, should we do topic du jour?
So let's do our topic du jour.
Topic du jour. We talked about this a little bit off the air. We talked about time. You know, I was asking Graham how his brother feels having him around all the time, because you're there. You've been there now 2 months, a month.
Yeah. It's sort of an interesting topic. I was wondering about it because I've been here for just over a month, and I'm leaving in a couple days, and my brother, I know he loves me and whatever, but he doesn't. I'm like, do you want to hang? Let's hang out. And he's like, I don't know. I got to do laundry. I mean, I've said that before on this podcast, but it's weird how, like, there's no urgency.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be, like, an understanding that there's a sense of time with my brother specifically, not with everyone with autism, but with my brother specifically. He knows that things will change in time. Like, we were driving home together. We were on the car together. We were driving back from my mom's my parents' cottage. And my parents stayed at the cottage, and we went up to go leaf blowing, and, you know, my dad hooks up the power and hooks up the pipes, and my brother and I, what we do is we like break leaves and blow leaves all day and set the place up, and we did our job, and we're city boys, you know, so we drive back. And he was like, going back to our topic, is he was like, well, when mom and dad die, I think we should sell the cottage, because I don't like going up to the cottage, and you're always away, you know, and I think that our aunt and uncle they live too far away, who use it. So I think we should just sell it. Like, he's been thinking of it.
Wow.
He knows that time happens.
Well, yeah, he's considering death, right? So it's interesting.
It is interesting. It's really interesting. I'd never heard him talk like that. But yet, when I'm like, do you want to hang out tomorrow because it's my last day? He's like, I got to do laundry. I can't. And you got to convince him. And then be like, okay, I guess you're right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That could be part of just being a brother.
It could be. You know, maybe I'm reading into it too much. And I'm like, I attribute all of his emotions to having autism, when he's just probably maybe just a selfish jerk. No, he's the best. He's literally the one of the greatest humans I've ever met. He's so sweet. He gave me my birthday present. Our birthdays are coming up, and he gave me my birthday present. And he always chooses the best cards in the world. I mean, I'm not going to read it or anything, but they're always like really funny. And then he bought two Star Wars T-shirts for me, which is really considerate and really nice. He loves Star Wars. He wanted me to share in that, and he loves buying Star Wars T-shirts. And he, for whatever reason, he knows that extra large is my size, and he's extra large. But he found, like, he went to like the extra large women's section or kids section or something. These are like postage stamps. These little tiny T-shirts. I tried one on, and it was very sexy.
You should post one in our Facebook group for Autistic.
No. I was
Graham in a halter top and a beard.
Yeah. No more beard. I cut it off.
What the?
Yeah. But anyway, I look like the poster for our show for Autastic. I look like the banner. But anyway, he's like, he always does things. My birthday isn't for a month, but he buys everything 2 months in advance because he wants to be prepared. He wants to buy an extra DVD player in case his DVD player breaks down.
He's planning.
Well, he's worried about, like, he's just planning for the future, but he doesn't really understand that that could be 6 years.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to him. He's, you know.
That's interesting. I don't know how my son reacts to that. He you know, he's nonverbal, really. He says, like, 10 things. But I do know when he sees me, he always goes back to the same games that we've always done. He always wants to go wrestle on the floor. He wants to... Yeah.
And those are the games that he only plays with you.
He only does that with me, yeah.
And you see him like every 4 months. So he's like clearly knows exactly who you are, obviously.
Yeah, let's go straight to the floor. It's tickling, but it's mostly wrestling at this point. But yeah.
That's great, though. So, and also he, like, with regards to your daughter, like when she just visited, you know,
straight to the games they play about biting the arms game.
And he hadn't seen her in a year, right?
Yeah, it's been a year. Last summer, yeah, almost a year, 10 months.
So that's great. Like, that means that he he maybe doesn't understand the concept of time, but time doesn't affect his feelings or memories towards you guys.
Yeah, that's encouraging. His mom always says that. Yeah. Don't worry, he remembers. You know, it's because you feel a lot of guilt about not being there, and yeah, of course. And so, yeah, that's always encouraging. That she's like, great. He remembers. When you see him, he's excited, and yeah. So
that is great. That is encouraging. Did we do it? Did we do another episode?
We did. This is a short one, guys, but we just wanted to get one out to you this week. I hope you enjoyed the interviews the last two, three episodes, and we've got some new interviews coming up that we want to share. And so,
We've had a lot of interviews lately, and we got a bunch coming up. Roving reporter Joel Escher has a handful of interviews coming up that she did at her latest conference, and she's always really bright and informative and awesome. But we just wanted to break it up and do a traditional one, an old school, autastic.
I think this article, this genetic link, is a very interesting and means it's gonna. I think it's gonna being able to identify the genes, specific genes, is the first step. I think it's really gonna be different in the future. I think 20 years I'm gonna look back at these podcasts and go, wow, it was different back then.
Wow, those buffoons knew read something aloud.
I'm surprised they didn't kill themselves but through accidents. No, I mean, not so
yeah, upset. Yeah, actually, no, we're happy.
We're happy people.
I'm happy. Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good.
My voice gets high like that. That means I'm lying.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm doing fine.
You sound good, buddy.
I hit the throat. Still hasn't healed, I think. I don't know. Guys, if you have a second, please review us on iTunes, wherever you listen.
Patreon.
Patreon.com/autastic. What else we got? Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, whatever.
Graham K. Comedy, Kirk Smith Comedy. Guys, we love you. You can do it. Have a great week.
Thank you.